All stations, this is KE0FOE, Caleb in Branson, Missouri. I'll be acting as net control for the Skywarn Youthnet. Before we begin, are there any stations on frequency with time value or emergency traffic? Please call now. This is KE0FOE. Okay, nothing heard. The purpose of the Skywarn Youthnet is to provide a forum to encourage young amateur radio operators and their families to key up and get out on the air, and to create an educational awareness among all operators about Skywarn and basic weather facts. All hams of all ages are encouraged to check in and support this net. Stand by, more follows. All right, looks like we had a locked-up node there, so I had to drop him. But this is KE0FOE continuing. The Skywarn Youthnet meets on the KE0FOE-L Echolink node. All Starlink nodes 60734 and 65014. The DMR Brandmeister and TGIF talk groups 31686. The YSF Reflector 31686, and on participating amateur radio repeaters every Sunday evening at 7:30 Central or Monday at 0130 UTC. Information about the Skywarn Youthnet, including a list of participating repeaters and Echolink and other VOIP nodes, is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing, the Skywarn Youthnet first takes check-ins from any and all hams who are short of time and who would like to check in without traffic. After a short time, we call for any VOIP stations and then for stations in specific locations. If we don't call your location or you miss your location, we do a final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks, before we close the net. Stand by, more follows. All right, KE0FOE continuing. Before we open the Skywarn Youthnet to check-ins, I would like to invite all stations as you check in to share any current or recent weather conditions and observations for your area. I'll go first. Here in Branson, Missouri, it is currently 12 degrees with mostly cloudy skies, and I've recorded a high today of 18 degrees and a low this morning of 5 degrees, and with precipitation during the past week, we received 6.5 inches of snow with a liquid equivalent of 0.95 inches. Don't feel obligated to share that much if you don't want or don't have that information. I just wanted to share since we're actually having some interesting winter weather here. So KE0FOE, stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing. Before we get into check-ins, I have a trivia question tonight, and this is thanks to Richard KK7TIL for contributing this question. So here is the question. For a blizzard to occur, you need heavy snowfall and what other weather condition? So please feel free to give a guess when you check in. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. Okay, we are now opening the net to any and all short-time check-ins not using the PRA system in the Pacific Northwest. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
KN6WOW. Kilo, November 6, Whiskey, Oscar, Whiskey. This is John in the city of Porter Ranch, California, County of Los Angeles. And our weather presently is 64 degrees, cloudy, overcast, and quite cool. And my answer to your question regarding the blizzard conditions would be wind. No further traffic. Thank you, Caleb.
Kilo Charlie 5, Foxtrot Mike, Roy Booms, Halley County. Over.
All right, I copied two stations there. I copied KN6WOW, John in Porter Ranch, California, with 64 degrees. Wow, yeah, that's lovely. I'm jealous there. Cloudy, overcast skies, and a guess of wind for the trivia question. Thanks for participating, John. I appreciate it. And I also acknowledge KC5FM, Lloyd in Cowley County, Kansas. Thank you both for your check-ins there. I'll do another call now. Are there any other short-time stations outside of the PRA system wishing to check in to the Skywarn Youthnet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
November 6, Zulu Alpha Romeo, N6ZAR, Scott in Eastvale, California. Current temperature, 63 degrees. We had a high today of 68 degrees. And expecting a high tomorrow of 72. I hope everyone stayed safe during this storm. Caleb, the answer to your question is wind. N6ZAR, back to you.
Thank you for ESC for early check-in. QLQ back to four. Echo, Foxtrot, Bravo. Mark and Hansel.
November 3, Delta, Quebec Delta, and KD3AJN.
KQ4ESC for early check-in. KQ4ESC. QLQBAC 4, Echo Foxtrot Bravo.
All right, yeah, let me stop there. I'm just waiting for more people. I acknowledge N6ZAR, Scott, in Eastvale, California, I think it was, with 63 degrees, a high today of 68, and a guess of wind for the trivia. I also acknowledge KQ4EFB, Mark. I didn't get the location, so I'll be right back. I copied N3DQD, Ray, in Beaver County, and KD3AJN, Anna, in Beaver County as a proxy. Mark, KQ4EFB, could you get me your location one more time?
KQ4ESC, Mark in Hansel, Coleman County.
Okay, very good. I copy Huntsville, Alabama. Thank you, Mark. And a thanks to all you folks for checking in. I appreciate it. So I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call for any other short-time stations outside of the PRA system wishing to check into the Skywarn Usenet tonight. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in Oregon and throughout the Pacific Northwest via the Peak Radio Association linked repeaters. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, for a blizzard to occur, you need heavy snowfall and what other weather condition? This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Usenet.
This is Bob, AG7FR, that's Alpha Golf 7, Foxtrot Romeo, Klamath Falls, Oregon, currently 35 degrees, and my guess is wind also.
Good evening, KJ7, Zulu November Hotel, Ed in Wickiup Junction, Oregon, 41 degrees and clear. No further traffic or answer to the question.
807 Mike Juliet Bravo, Michael in Salem, grew up in Klamath Falls. I know that wind is what helps the blizzard, and here we got a sky, and down to the 20s.
November 7, Juliet, Charlie, Oscar. November 7, Juliet, Charlie, Oscar. Jeff, no tie, in and out.
All right, let me stop right there and acknowledge the stations I have. I acknowledge AG7FR. Bob in Klamath Falls, Oregon, with 35 degrees and a guess of wind for the trivia. Thank you for that. KJ7ZNH, Ed in Wickiup Junction, Oregon, with 41 degrees and clear. K7MJB, Michael in Salem, Oregon. Unfortunately, you kind of broke up when you were giving your weather condition, but I did hear your answer of wind for the trivia, so thank you for that. And I did copy N7 Juliet Charlie Oscar Jeff in Oregon, I believe. So thank you all so much for those check-ins. I really appreciate it. And please feel free to come back if I got anything wrong there. But with that, I'll do another call. Are there any other stations throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system wishing to check into the Skywarn Youthnet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
Kilo.
Yes, sir. This is Michael, Whiskey 7, Victor Yankee Zulu, Bend, Oregon. No traffic.
Howdy. Then the answer is wind.
This is KG7ZPR, Kilo Golf 7, Zulu Papa Romeo in Seattle, Washington. It is crystal clear and 35 degrees out here. And yes, the answer is wind.
All right, let me stop there. I had a bit of a double, and I need to go back to a couple stations for information. The first station I copied was Whiskey 7, Victor Yankee Zulu in Bend, Oregon. I'm going to need the name, and then there was a station who doubled with them, and all I copied was answer of wind for the trivia, so I'm sorry I got nothing else. And then I copied Kilo Juliet 7 Zulu Papa Romeo in Seattle, Washington, with 35 degrees clear and a guess of wind as well. I'll be right back for your name. But first, let me go to Whiskey 7 Victor Yankee Zulu in Bend, Oregon. Can I get your name for the log, please?
Yes, sir. The name is Michael in Bend, Oregon, W7VYZ.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. So let me go back to the station who doubled with you. I unfortunately only copied your answer was wind. Can you get me your call name and location again?
Yeah, Kilo Golf 7, Mike Hotel Papa, Jonathan in Florence, KG7MHP, 44 degrees and mostly cloudy with rain all week.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I copy KG7MHP, Jonathan in Florence, Oregon, with 44, cloudy and rain all week. And I did also acknowledge your answer of wind before. So thank you so much for coming back to me. I appreciate it. And now let me go to KJ7ZPR in Seattle, Washington. Can I get your name for the log, please?
Yeah, the corrected call sign is KG7ZPR. The name here is Jimmy.
Okay, very good there, Jimmy. Thank you for your name and for the correction. I copy Kilo Golf 7ZPR. All right, thank you all so much for checking in with me tonight and for your patience and correcting me. But I'll be clear with those stations now and do another call. Are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system wishing to check into the Skywarn Youthnet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
This is
Kilo Foxtrot 7,
Kilo Juliet 7,
Victor India Bravo,
Kilo Delta Mobile,
Kilo Foxtrot 7, Victor India Bravo, Dom.
Weather is
Oregon Coast Range,
temperature
cloudy,
degrees.
Low 40s.
Answer to the
I'm
going to
go with wind,
wind
for the trivia answer.
Okay, perfect double there. I was able to hear both stations, so I got a little of both. I copied KF7VIB, Don, in the 40s, and a guess of wind for the trivia. Don, can you give me your location again?
Roger, roger. Northwest Oregon Coast Range, Yamhill County. Back to net.
All right, very good. I copy Northwest Oregon. Thank you so much, Don. All right, the other station in Corvallis, Oregon, can I get your call name and then information again?
Sure thing. This is Kilo Juliet 7, Delta Kilo Delta Mobile, Eric in Corvallis.
Okay, very good there, Eric. Thank you. I copy Kilo Juliet 7, Delta Kilo Delta, Eric in Corvallis, Oregon, and I heard your answer of wind earlier as well. So thank you so much for that and for bearing with me. I appreciate it. And thanks to all of you folks for participating in the trivia question. It really makes it more fun if you do. So I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call. Are there any other check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system wishing to check into the Skywarn Ethernet? Please call now. This is KU0FOE, Net Control.
Whiskey 7, November, Tango, Foxtrot, W7NTF, Tyler, Klamath Falls.
We have 39 degrees, overcast skies, 93% humidity.
All right, another perfect double there. I copied one station perfectly, and then the other I only heard the end. I copied W7NTF, Tyler, in Klamath Falls, Oregon. And then the other station, all I heard was 39 degrees and overcast. Can you get me your call name and location against a station with 39 degrees?
Kilo 7, Tango, India, Lima, Richard, Winston, Oregon. Overcast, 39 degrees, 93% humidity.
Okay, very good there, Richard. Thank you. I copy KK7TIL, Richard, in Winston, Oregon, with 39 degrees overcast and 93% humidity. And thanks so much for sending those trivia questions through the email there. I really appreciate it. And for checking in and supporting us, it's also very much appreciated. So I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call. Are there any other stations throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system wishing to check into the Skywarn Ethernet tonight? Please call now. This is KU0FOE, Net Control. Okay, wow, I actually was able to copy that station. I copied Kilo Echo 6 Lima Uniform Papa Jim in California with, I believe it was 34 degrees and partly cloudy. Just to let you know, Jim, your audio is incredibly quiet. Seems solid, just very, very low. I don't know if you can boost mic gain or something, but that's the only way you're going to be able to improve that signal. But I believe I got it right, so thank you for the check-in. I appreciate it. Also, real quick, for anybody new or anybody listening, never heard us before, this is the Skywarn Ethernet, and we are here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific or 7:30 p.m. Central Time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we would certainly appreciate your support. And for more information about our net and all the ways you can get into it, please do check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. All right, I'll be clear with you. I believe I got your call right, but if not, do come again. But I'll do one more call now. Are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system before we move on? This is KE0FLE, Net Control for the Skywarn Ethernet. Okay, nothing else heard. We are now opening the net to any and all hams to check in via any of our VOIP networks. This includes the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, All-Star Link nodes 60734 and 65014, the Brandmeister and TGIF DMR Talk Groups 31686, the Yaesu System Fusion Reflector 31686, and any other participating VOIP nodes. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guest to tonight's trivia question, which is, for a blizzard to occur, you need heavy snowfall and what other weather condition? This is KUZFOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Ethernet. Please call now.
K7GND, Kilo 7, Golf November Delta, Larry in Florence, Oregon. Weather is 42 degrees and cloudy, and my guess is wind. Thank you, Caleb. No further traffic.
With freezing rain, and the guess for trivia, my answer is wind. So back to Nat from November 9, Kilo India Whiskey.
This is W1BOS, Boston, Massachusetts. We're 18 degrees, and we are at 12 and down. Standing by.
All right, let me stop right there. I had a bit of a pile-up and a mess. I did copy K7GND, Larry in Florence, Oregon, with 42 degrees, cloudy, and a guess of wind for the trivia. Thank you, Larry, so much. And then the other station doubled with Larry, but thank you for repeating your call at the end. I copied November 9, Kilo India Whiskey. I did hear freezing rain and a guess of wind. And then the last station, unfortunately, I could barely understand due to the digital noise. I think I copied Whiskey 1, Bravo, Oscar, Sierra. I heard you have 18 degrees, and that was all I could understand. So first, let me go to November 9, Kilo India Whiskey. Can I get your name and location and your full weather report again for the log?
No problem. You got the call correct. November 9, Kilo India Whiskey. Name is Chip Charlie Hotel India Papa. QTH Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. 19 degrees with freezing rain. And it's my first time checking into the net. So thanks for running it. Back to net.
All right. Very good there, Darby. Thank you so much for completing the check-in there. I copy you're in Darby, Pennsylvania. And also copy your 19 degrees and freezing rain. Wow, yeah, you stay safe and indoors there. That's some scary winter weather. And yes, welcome to the Skywarn Youthnet. We are here every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Pacific, or sorry, 8:30 p.m. your time. And we would certainly appreciate to hear you check in with us again. And for more information about us, if you didn't hear, we have a website, and the address is skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net here. So I hope to hear you again in the future if you can make it. So I'll be clear with N9KIW and go to the other station, which I believe was Whiskey 1 Bravo Oscar Sierra. Can I get your name and location for the log, please?
Hey, Mr. Boston. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. The East Coast is 18 degrees here, and it's blazing, snowing. It's a blizzard here in Massachusetts. I don't know if you're familiar with Massachusetts.
All right, station. I copy you're in Boston, Massachusetts, with 18 degrees and a blizzard, I think you said. Can you confirm your call sign and name for me? Can you give me your call phonetically and then give me your name?
W1BOS. I'm using the club sign right now for now. My name is Mr. Jones. Nice to meet you.
Okay, I copy you are using a club call there, and I copy the name Jones. So thank you so much for checking in. I appreciate it, and hope to hear you again in the future. So I'll be clear with you now and do another call. Are there any other stations via any of our VOIP networks wishing to check into the Skywarn Youthnet tonight? Please call now. This is KU0FOE, Net Control.
This is WB6WNI, Whiskey Bravo 6, Whiskey November India, Gary in San Jose. It is 54 degrees, cloudy, and the gas of wind like everybody else. It's the trend, as they say. Back to you, Caleb.
All right, very good there. Copy one more station. WB6WNI, Gary in San Jose, California, with 54 degrees, cloudy, and a guess of wind for the trivia like everyone else. Thanks so much, Gary, for participating and checking in. I really appreciate it. And I'll be clear with you then and do one more call. Any other stations via any of our VOIP networks wishing to check into the Skywarn Youthnet before we move on? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard there. So unfortunately, we have disconnected the Tulsa link due to interference tonight. But I will do a call for any stations who may be in or near Tulsa, Oklahoma, wishing to check into the Skywarn Youthnet. So please give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youthnet. Okay, nothing heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in the Huntsville, Alabama area on the following repeaters: 444.75, 443.8, 145.33, and 927.4 megahertz. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KU0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
N8OAY, November 8th, Oscar Alpha Yankee, Dave, Huntsville, Alabama. Cloudy and 27 degrees. We've had rain most of the day, and 12-mile-per-hour wind. It's going to be a long, nasty night here. Wind is the key for the blizzard, and I believe that wind and snow condition has to last for at least 3 hours. N8OAY, back to now.
All right, I copied one station there, N8OAY, Dave in Huntsville, Alabama, sounding really good through the system there. I copied your 27 degrees, cloudy skies, rainy today, and a guess of wind for the trivia. Thank you so much for that. So I'll be clear with you and do one more call for any other stations in the Huntsville, Alabama area. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
KR4ELF. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Lima Foxtrot, Nathan in Fayetteville, Tennessee, currently 22 degrees with icy conditions. No further traffic.
Okay, I copied KR4ELF, Nathan in Fayetteville, Tennessee with 22 degrees and icy conditions. Thank you, Nathan, for checking in, and welcome to the Skywarn Youth Net. We're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. If you'd like us to join us again, we'd certainly appreciate it. And for more information about our net, please do check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. So I'll be clear with you now, and I think I'll move on. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the KU6PGN repeater at 447.82 megahertz in Southern California. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, for a blizzard to occur, you need heavy snowfall and what other weather condition? This is KU0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
This is KE6PGN, Kilo Echo 6, Papa Golf November, Rod Fraser Park, California, where it is 42 degrees and overcast.
Okay, I acknowledge KE6PGN, Rod in Fraser Park, California, with 42 degrees, overcast, did you have anything else for the net, Rod?
I guess for a blizzard to blow, you need wind, huh? KE6PGN.
Okay, very good, Rod. I copied guess of wind for the trivia. Thanks for that, and also thanks, as always, for letting us use your system over there for our net. We appreciate it. So I'll be clear with KU6PGN and do another call. Are there any other stations from the Los Angeles, California area wishing to check into the Skywarn Youth Net? Please call now. This is KU0FOE.
KO6GWR, Kilo Oscar 6, Golf Whiskey Romeo, the other Rod in Santa Clarita, California, 65 degrees, partially cloudy, no wind, and I do have traffic.
Okay, we acknowledge the other Rod, KO6GWR, Rod in Santa Clarita, with 65 degrees and partly cloudy and traffic. Go ahead, Rod.
Thank you, Caleb. This is Rod, KO6GWR. Caleb, thanks for doing the net. The answer to the trivia question would be wind, and also some remarkable weather that's occurring with you guys out there, starting from Texas, going all the way across. As you know, on occasion I've done participated in the net from my son's house in Texas, and I talked to him this morning, and they had 20 degrees this morning and some light dusting of snow, which is pretty unusual for the area, so it's affected quite a broad area. Again, thanks for doing the net. KO6GWR clear.
Okay, very good there, Rod. I copied your guess of wind for the trivia. And yeah, I suppose it is kind of odd for certain parts of Texas to get cold and possibly snowy weather. But yeah, I suppose that's pretty sparing compared to how it is over here. It's been kind of in the single digits for most of the day for the past couple. And I mentioned earlier at the top of the net that we've recorded 6.5 inches of snow over here, which is still less than other places. They were, I guess, afraid of feet, but I don't know. It's pretty. It's kind of around and certainly not enough to be an issue, but sure scared everybody to buy up all the groceries in the store, so that's great. But other than that, thanks so much, Rod, for checking in. I appreciate it, and I'll be clear with you and do another call for anybody else in the Los Angeles, California area wishing to check into the Skywarn YouthNet. Please call now. This is KE0FOE. Okay, nothing heard. Real quick before I do move on, I do see a station logged in, I believe, via Echolink or probably Allstar, KC6WOG in Los Angeles. So if there are any stations there using that node, or if it's a private node and you want to check in, please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
Well, this is KC6WOG, Larry in Los Angeles. I'm surprised to hear my call there. I was just sort of reading the mail. But I found your net on my scanner, actually, and thought I'd tune in and see what it's all about. To answer your question, I'm going to go with the most popular answer and say you need wind for that blizzard. Back to Net Control, KC6WOG.
All right, very good there. I copy KC6WOG, Larry in Los Angeles, California, with a guess of wind for the trivia. So thanks so much for checking in. Yeah, and we appreciate you listening in and checking in. And if you haven't heard already, this is the Skywarn YouthNet, and we're here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we'd certainly appreciate it. And for more information about our net, you can check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net there. So thanks so much, and I'll be clear with you, KC6WOG, and do another call. Anybody else in the Los Angeles, California area wishing to check into the Skywarn YouthNet before we move on, please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any stations in the Branson, Missouri, Tri-Lakes areas on the following repeaters. 147.105, 443.55, and 224.1 MHz. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn YouthNet.
This is KJ6TQ, that is Kilo Juliet 6, Tango Quebec, George in Branson, Missouri, and I do have traffic.
Okay, very good. I acknowledge KJ6TQ, George in Branson, Missouri, with traffic. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Caleb. Good evening to you and everybody else on the net. This is George, KJ6TQ in Branson, Missouri. You're doing a great job tonight, Caleb. And I just wanted to share that got on HF a little bit this weekend. They had winter field day, and boy, the winter part really played its part this weekend in a lot of areas, including here in Branson, Missouri. We had a high today, as you said, Caleb, of 18 degrees. The low this morning was 5 above zero. Right now it's 11 degrees outside, mostly cloudy. We have 6.5 inches of snow on the ground, and Caleb, as you mentioned earlier, a liquid equivalent of 0.95 inches of liquid from the melted snow. The only thing lower than our temperatures outside, apparently, is the IQ of some of these snowplow drivers here in Branson, Missouri. Just unbelievable, but I'm not going to get into that anymore. Just want to thank you, Caleb, publicly here for the wonderful Christmas present I got from you. A new weather station, being able to show these temperatures, it was a big surprise, and now when we give our weather reports from Branson, it's on this really cool new weather station. So I know Christmas is a month old, but my first chance to thank you on the air for that, son. I appreciate it. So that's all I have. Back to net control, and everybody in the affected areas, stay safe and stay warm. This is KJ6TQ, George and Branson, Missouri, back to net control.
Okay, very good there, Dad. Oh, sorry, I thought I was doubling with someone. But yeah, thank you once again. I copied your 11 degrees currently, high of 18 today, low of 6.5 inches of snow recorded so far, and cloudy. But I know I said that earlier in the net, but I just wanted to repeat it since you said it. But yeah, thanks so much, and you're very welcome for the gift. I hope that the station continues to work for many years, and it certainly is very professional and nice. I'm really glad you're liking it. And yeah, I got to say, some of these people around here who don't experience winter weather get really panicky when we get the slightest little thing. It is the funniest stuff in the world. You know, people rush to the store and buy everything perishable, bread, milk, whatever. And yeah, these plows are plowing like, you know, an inch of snow on the street and spreading their salt because they think it's going to block everybody in. And I got to think that the people up further north are just laughing at us as we panic over nothing when they get, you know, feet of snow every year and are just used to it. So it's pretty funny stuff, but anyway, thanks again, Dad. I'll be clear with KJ6TQ and do one more call. Are there any other stations from the Lakes areas wishing to check into the Skywarn Youth Net? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins system-wide from any licensed amateur radio operators who have third parties wishing to check into the Skywarn Youth Net. We invite any third parties who have questions, want to talk about weather, or just want to say hello. We ask that the licensed operator give their call sign, wait for their turn, and then proceed with their third-party traffic with proper identification of their station before and after the third-party transmissions. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net. Okay, nothing heard there. I'll now take final check-ins from any and all hams located anywhere, including rechecks. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, for a blizzard to occur, you need heavy snowfall and what other weather condition? Any system-wide check-ins, including via Echolink, All-Star, DMR, and YSF, please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net. Okay, nothing heard there. I'll make a final call for check-ins from anyone, anywhere, including any rechecks, before we close the net here. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
Kilo Mike 7, Delta Echo Whiskey.
All right, I copied a station there, Kilo Mike 7, Delta Echo Whiskey. Good evening, thank you, and can I get your name and location and anything else you have for the log, please?
Yeah, Net Control, this is Kilo Mike 7, Delta Echo Whiskey, Dewey, located in Southern Oregon, Ashland, Oregon, and it's 42 degrees, clear skies, and probably going to be about 22 degrees in the morning. Roger.
Okay, very good there, Dewey. I copy KM7DEW. Dewey in Ashland, Oregon, with 42 degrees, clear currently, and expecting 20s tomorrow morning. So, yeah, you guys stay warm. It's certainly kind of been a struggle over here. It's still 11 degrees, and, yeah, it's often in the single digits around here right now because of the snowstorm. So, but I doubt you guys are experiencing anything like that right now. But anyway, thanks so much, Dewey, for the check-in. I appreciate it. I'll be clear with you and do one more call. Any other final check-ins from anyone anywhere, including any rechecks, before we close the net? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control. Okay, nothing heard. I do see another station on my list here connected to my Echolink node. The station is KN0LZE. If there's a station there, would you like to check in? Please call now. Okay, I guess no one is there. One more call then for any final check-ins from anyone anywhere before we close. Please call now.
One comment, KM7DEW. I'm on the PRA system out here in Oregon. Thank you.
Okay, very good, Dewey. I copy. You're on the PRA system, I assume so, if you're over in Oregon. So thanks so much. But I'll be clear with you and do one last call. Any other final check-ins from anyone anywhere before we close? Please call now. Okay, nothing else heard. So before I close the net, I want to go over the trivia question and then reveal the answer. So here is the question. For a blizzard to occur, you need heavy snowfall and what other weather condition? And the answer is wind. A blizzard is a severe winter storm lasting at least 3 hours, featuring sustained winds or frequent gusts of 35 miles per hour or more, and considerable falling or blowing snow that reduces visibility to less than a quarter of a mile. So once again, thanks to Richard KK7TIL for contributing this question, and congratulations to these folks for getting it right. KN6WOW John, N6ZAR Scott, AG7FR Bob, K7MJB Michael, KG7ZPR Jimmy, KG7MHP Jonathan, KF7VIB Don, KJ7DKD Eric, K7GND Larry, N9KIW Chip, WB6WNI Gary, N8OAY Dave, and also for getting the 3 hours correct, KE6PGN Rod, and KC6WOG Larry. Stand by for more. Oh, and also almost forgot KO6GWR Rod. Got confused with the two rods. So, all right. I want to thank all young hams and their families, along with all other amateur radio operators, for participating in tonight's Skywarn Youthnet. Young hams are the future of this hobby, and we encourage you to get involved, to get out on the air and talk, and to invite your friends to become hams as well. We also encourage you to learn more about Skywarn activities and about weather. Please join us again next Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central Time or Monday at 01:30 UTC. Information about the Skywarn Youthnet is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control, returning all participating repeaters and VOIP nodes back to normal use. 73 and good night from Caleb, KE0FOE, in Branson, Missouri.